got everybody back up here, except Melanie. Oh, there she is. Pop. Okay. We'll call this meeting to order. It's 21st of December, Tuesday. We're here at the Midway City Council Chambers. I will announce right at the beginning, Brad is out dealing with some family issues, and so Melanie, we appreciate being here very much to take care of the minutes. Wes is out of town with family, so we've got Joe. We'll do our best to muddle through with you, Joe. That's all I can say.
That's all you get.
Yeah, okay. And I'm also going to indicate that Corbin has a conflict, and so after our first couple of agenda items, he is going to be excused as well. So, and we will start now with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Steve, I believe you're on for the message. Okay, please join us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
Me?
You.
Okay. I want everybody to take me serious now.
Jingle bells.
We can't look at you then.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Yeah. So I was asked to give a little inspirational message, and Christmas is coming up, and you know, one of the things around our house is completing gift lists and, you know, doing all that stuff and hitting Amazon really hard and when's the package going to get here and all that stuff. So I thought I would talk a little bit about giving. That's kind of what Christmas is about, although for grandkids it's more getting than giving, but that's okay. They'll come around. I went out online, which is the font of all knowledge in the world, and I just want to read you a couple little quotes that I thought were apropos. Santa Claus is anyone who loves another and seeks to make them happy, who gives himself by thought or word or deed in every gift that he bestows. That's Edwin Osgood Grover. I love the Christmas tide, and yet I notice this each year I live. I always like the gifts I get, but how I love the gifts I give. And I know that everyone here is sick of me talking about housing. So I found this one and I thought it was appropriate. Christmas is built upon a beautiful and intentional paradox that the birth of the homeless should be celebrated in every home. I'll let you take that where you think. But I wanted to talk a little bit about giving. And not just material things, but Christmas is, all I think, all about giving. And I got to tell you, at 2 years now, I've been coming to these meetings, sitting here, dealing at meetings and outside of meetings, and I've never met a group that gives more than this group right here that you're looking at. We don't do this for the money, although I've been accused of doing it for money and being paid by developers. I haven't seen those checks yet. But everybody here does give of their time and their energy and their wisdom for the people of Midway and the guests who visit Midway. And I don't want to exclude the staff. They also give, even though they're compensated, probably not sufficiently. Don't put that on the record, though. So I want everybody to think about what you can give, because that's what Christmas is about. So not a full room tonight, and I know the people, at least the two in the back, are here giving their attention a lot. So, but out to the city, give as much as we give, and it'll make you better. Thanks.
Thank you. And if I could just tag on to that, you all received at your seat tonight one of these, and I want you to know that it came from Morris Tanner, who is a Midway resident, and he left a lovely message on my voicemail that the gift itself was somewhat simple and small, but what it represented was his enormous appreciation for all that you do. So I thought that was incredibly kind. I had a lunch meeting with Mayor Potter last week, and I was telling her about that, and he took them to Heber City Council and staff as well, and I have a hunch the County Council. So a very lovely, lovely gesture from a very kind Midway resident. So anyway, wanted to tag that on. Things like that make this season so nice. Thank you, Steve. Okay, our consent calendar tonight is the agenda for tonight's meeting, the warrants, the notice that Connie Tatton is now a member of the Midway City Board of Adjustment, and the Whitaker Farms subdivision 1 year warranty period. And Michael, I'm sorry, is it being extended 1 year? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, so we finished the construction phase of the project.
Oh, so the 1 year warranty period is started.
Yeah,
got it.
Warranty period starting. And just a note on Connie Tatton, her husband Rick Tatton was on the Board of Adjustment, and he served well for years, and so we appreciate his service. But Connie's,
yes,
provides a lot of service to the city over the years, so we're happy to have her on there.
Yes, they were very sweet about that. So any questions on anything on the consent calendar? And if not, I'll take a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the consent calendar.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'd second that.
And a second by JC. Any discussion on the motion?
Just to note for the record that the minutes from the prior meetings, I guess we'll handle at a later time. It's not included in this consent calendar.
Correct. Any other questions or comments? Okay, all in favor on the consent calendar?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, consent calendar is approved. We're now at the public comments section. Anybody here to speak on something not on tonight's agenda? Or is there anyone online that had a question or comment?
If you would like to make a comment online, you can hit the raise hand button, or you can walk up to the podium.
Anyone who makes a comment tonight gets to request a better view of any of these people's fabulous Christmas outfits. All right, I'm going to close the public comment period and go to department reports. Given the fact that we are trying to get more accomplished tonight than we originally thought we were going to, unless there's anything new under anything department-wise, I know I don't have anything new under mine. JC, how about you?
I was going to essentially say I have nothing new at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have one comment on yours. I've been saving this one up.
Oh, boy.
I think it's a crazy, stupid idea and question. But has anyone ever asked anything about, like, reinvigorating the railroad for any kind of transit purpose?
Huh. No, because it can only go as far as Vivian Park.
It costs to.
But what if it could go a little bit further?
What if it could go further?
What if there could be an electric rail car that got on and just went down twice a day? Or
interesting.
I don't know.
The line that used to go to Bright of Elk Falls and Provo is now the trail?
True.
So it's just,
I don't think
just not possible.
But we have a rail. I don't know. I'm going to find out.
What if there were parking there at Vivian Park that was sufficient for park and ride? I don't know.
Right.
Because it used to go to the falls, and then there was slides and all kinds of stuff.
Anyway, I think it's probably a stupid question, but I thought, what the heck? I'm good
stupid
for those.
Could we take sheep?
I will find that. Take sheep. I found out, Corbin, were you the one that told me this? We used to transport more sheep out of this valley than anywhere else in the country?
Yep.
In the world.
Yeah. And peas.
And peas.
Yep.
Who knew? That is so cool. All right.
That is cool.
Okay. I will take that question back. I will find out.
That's it.
Mayor, I do have a question about the sanitation district.
Yes.
So we all got a letter in our last meeting from
Dr. Taggy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is that being addressed? I thought that was a very appropriate concern.
All those things are definitely in front of the Heber Valley Special Service District and are being looked at. You know, there were no specific studies attached to that, whether or not, you know, what could be done to actually confirm any of that is what we're looking at.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would appreciate any follow-up because
we're right in the line of fire.
Live close by, and I honestly was walking close by the other day, and I'm like, I don't ever remember smelling what I'm smelling right now.
Yeah, it has changed.
Happens once in a while, yeah.
But so. It's more often than it used to be.
Yep.
There's definitely, yep. But I feel the same way, and there are a ton of studies online that, so I don't know how, if we can do some kind of a study, if there's something that we can get that's concrete.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're looking
because
at
there's,
too.
Because I would really like to see something that, especially those of us who live near it, because as you look, now I'm thinking and some of the things that I've read and different people with allergies and sinus issues and breathing issues and it's like, oh, you know, headaches and there's a lot of stuff on our street even. That
yeah, and there's a lot of allergens in Midway. So the interesting thing about the study would be separating an allergen from something like that.
Right.
So
but
for the experts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yep. But we're not experts.
Right.
I can read all of this stuff and they're all different and they're all, you know, subjective probably. Mm-hmm. But but if we could figure out some way to study us, study here, figure it out.
Definitely.
Within
definitely
the last
part of the
year,
event.
I think it was the county health department had commissioned a study from a group, and I can't remember if it was broad enough, but I believe that they were studying water quality from the various sources. I don't know that they would have studied water quality from other non-natural or well sources, but I got the sense from that letter that some of this was about the effluent being spread out on the fields.
Yeah.
So there may be something there. You might want to contact the
very,
county health
very
department.
Aware of all of that. State regulates everything we do. We've always passed with flying colors.
Yeah.
So it's but now there is potentially new information, and we certainly have to explore that.
Great.
Yep. And as I said, the HVSSD meeting just last week, as the mayor of Midway, I'm passionate about protecting my backyard, right? So what happens affects Midway residents more than any of the other residents in this valley. And so this is something I am very passionate about. I'm also very passionate about accepting data that is valid, right? And has been studied and is by experts. So that's what I'm requesting is good information on. So yeah, thanks for that. Anything else, council? Okay, we are now the item number 5 on the agenda is resolution 2021-09. This is the village master plan agreement. and Corbin, I know that we had a couple points that we wanted to get resolved after our last meeting, one of which is the traffic study. And I don't know that we've got that from Horrocks, or do we? Fine. I mean, the letter.
We received a letter this afternoon from our PG office indicating that Hell's Engineering has made all the revisions in the comments that they have. And I can, if you want to put it, I can send it to you if you want. You can put it up on the screen. You guys want to see it?
Corbin, let me just have, maybe I'll have you lead out, and then if you could send that over to Mike while he's taking care of that, and then we'll see where we need to be.
Yes. So there were certain changes that you wanted me to make, and so I've made those, and in your packet you should have the redlined version of the changes that we made, and I'm hoping you had an opportunity to review that. I know that Brad wasn't around. And so the only other thing, unless there are changes, questions about the changes that we made there, those tracked. I went back and listened closely, and those track everything that you directed me to do last time. We did have a meeting yesterday with Dan and went through and made a couple of minor edits that I would like to show. Is that what these are up here?
That's what this is, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, if you can see that, there were just a few minor edits here. This one, and I'm going to look at this on my computer so I can actually see. I don't want to give you accurate. Give me just 1 second.
Yeah, this first one's on here.